Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Elizabeth Jackson joining us again in the Good Vibe Tribe.
Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Of course. Good morning.
Bridge over Troubled Waters. We've had you on the show before to talk about them, but for people that may not have heard about the organization, please tell us.
Thank you. Bridge over Troubled Waters is a multi-service youth agency that works with homeless and runaway youth ages 14 to 24. And we're an organization that serves about 2,400 young people a year. We provide innovative wraparound services to treat the whole young person, so anything from education, counseling, housing. This means that we provide more than just a place to stay or a roof over their heads. We also provide, we have a mobile medical van, and we have basic medical services and referrals. We have a Bridge Academy, which is education and career. Last year, we have 25 young people graduate with their GED, currently called the HISET. We have a behavioral health program. Mm-hmm. I always say we're the University of Life Skills for young people. We're not a homeless shelter. Not a homeless shelter. We are a home, a path for our young people to move forward and to learn their skills so they can hone in on them and be, quotes around it, successful young adults to move forward and be provided with the skills that they need and support they need to be able to grow successfully.
And I feel like, you know, when the holidays come around, we think about, you know, families who don't have, and, you know, as we do our toy drive, we see lots of toys, but it's mostly for younger kids. And you forget that there are kids out there who are, you know, a little bit older that still need to be thought of and might not be in their own home this holiday. Mm-hmm. So what are you asking folks to do to help out the people that you're helping?
Thank you for bringing that up, because we do have a lot of teenagers, and we are, because everyone's celebrating and they can't go home, and they don't have, they broke that bridge somewhere that they can't go home in one way or another while everybody else is celebrating. So we immediately start right after the after Halloween, and we, for 2 months that our youth are bombarded with holiday decorations and lights, are reminded that they don't have a safe, warm, loving home to go to, and a caring place to spend the holidays. So we Bridge tries to fill that gap. We have gifts, so every young person wakes up with a couple of gifts that they have. Teenagers, every teenager likes a gift. I have a 20 and a 19-year-old, and I have a big wish list. They get a little expensive at this stage that they want, but they like gift cards, you know, Dunkin' Donuts gift cards or Target gift card, or they want some socks or a sweatshirt, and we make sure that they we provide that for them.
Yeah, so what you can do is, if you want to text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234. We'll text you back a link to where you can donate. You've raised about $5,000 so far. You want to get to $25,000. And what's kind of great too is when you go in to donate, you can actually pick different gift amounts, and you can kind of see what that gift goes
Amazing.
For. So let's say you wanted to give $250
yep.
like you were feeling like doing an extra blessing this year. That means you would cover all the holiday gifts and meals for one youth this holiday season. You could do $100 and it would cover all of their holiday meals. You could do $25, which is a holiday meal, one special holiday meal for you.
And these are kids that aren't at home. Just think about that
yeah.
as you look
yeah.
at your beautiful children. Can you imagine?
Yeah, yeah exactly.
No, thank you.
You bet.
We start our celebration December 23rd, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's, and more. So we buy gifts for our youth off their wish list. So all of our young people provide a wish list for us. We donate, like you said, gift cards or give to our holiday drive. So thank you for thinking about us. And, yeah, our young people, yeah, they're 19 or 20 or an 18, and, but they would like to get something on that special day
100%.
Like everyone else is. So 100%. Thank you so much for... it's not easy to talk about, you know, it's easier for toy drives for little ones. We
yep.
do have about 10 little ones, and we always get abundance of gifts for the little ones. It's harder for me to get for our young people. So any way you can help and make
it.
A difference for homeless youth this holiday season will be great.
Bridge Over Troubled Waters, a Boston nonprofit supporting homeless and at-risk youth. If you want to get involved, you want to donate money, find out more about the organization, just drop us a text here in the studio. We'll send you back a direct link at 617-655-1234. Elizabeth, you and your old team over there are, again, members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. You know we love alliteration on this show, Kennedy.
We do.
Say hello to Holly from Hudson.
Hi, Holly.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I am so excited.
Are you buried in snow?
A little bit, yes. I'm pulled over right in the bank.
Oh, my
gosh.
Nice
job. Safety first. We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Holly.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Holly. You answer more right than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $100. Of course, if you tie, that's a loss for you. She's gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Miley Cyrus just got engaged to musician Max Morando. After 4 years of dating, Miley had been married once before. Who was she married to?
Liam Hemsworth.
YouTube released their end-of-year data, and Die With a Smile was the top song on the app for 2025. Who were the two artists on that song?
Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars.
Lizzo wrote an essay on being canceled, saying all those years of being a good person doesn't matter to the internet. The internet doesn't care about what really happened. It only cares about believing the hype. Which instrument does Lizzo play?
Ooh, I think it's the flute.
Quentin Tarantino ranked Black Hawk Down as the best movie of the 21st century, followed by Toy Story 3 and at number 2 and Lost in Translation in 3rd. What is the Black Hawk they're referring to in the title of that movie?
The helicopter?
Question number 5. Jenna Dewan Tatum is 45 today. She was married to Channing Tatum for 9 years before they split in 2018. They met on the set of which dance movie they both starred in?
Oh, shoot. Oh, God. I want to say Set It Off, but I don't think that's right.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
You were a wrecking ball. I didn't think I was going to get you at all there.
That was fantastic, Holly. You're a preschool teacher?
I am.
What are the kids doing today in preschool?
Good question. I haven't made it there yet. We'll see. Probably playing in snow.
Hopefully behaving themselves and napping.
Yes, perfect. Sounds good.
That's what I want to do today. Kennedy, Holly got 4 out of 5.
All right, well done.
Yeah, these
well
are tough.
Done.
Miley Cyrus just got engaged to musician Max Mirando after 4 years of dating. She had been married once before. To whom?
Liam Hemsworth.
1-1. U2 released the end of year data, and Die With a Smile was the top song on the app for 2025. Who are the two artists on that song?
Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars.
Apple Music released their top 10 of 2025, and no song is from 2025. Every song is from 2024.
That's so crazy. Wasn't Die With a Smile.
Question number 3, tied at 2. Lizzo wrote an essay on being canceled, saying all those years of being a good person doesn't matter to the internet. The internet doesn't care about what really happened. It only cares about believing the hype. Which instrument does Lizzo play?
The flute.
3-3. Quentin Tarantino ranked Black Hawk Down as the best movie of the 21st century, followed by Toy Story 3 at number 2 and Lost in Translation in 3rd. What is the Black Hawk they're referring to in the title of that movie?
It's a helicopter.
Question number 5. It's tied at 4. Jenna Dewan Tatum, 45 today. She was married to Channing Tatum for 9 years before they split in 2018. They met on the set of which dance movie they both starred in?
Step Up.
Step Up is the correct answer.
Oh.
Yep.
Softest little.
That's all I got right now.
My voice hurts.
I'm doing my best.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets to win. Holly, you don't get the money. However, you did win yourself a pair of VIP tickets to Commonwealth Shakespeare Company's production of Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol. It is playing December 6th through the 23rd at Emerson Cutler Majestic Theater. Buy tickets at comshakes.org, but you are going for free.
For free.
For free.
Amazing.
For free.
Yes, free is amazing.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, Holly. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name is Holly from Hudson, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's a great holiday tradition there. Some good Christmas music for you as we get into the season. And putting up the tree and the decorations, they say, is the best thing to do to get you into the mood for the season.
We did it on December 1st. We played that song. We decorated the whole tree, mm-hmm. hung the stockings. And it did put me in a more festive mood.
I have my wife on the hotline right now. We're going to talk to her in just a second. She has ruined the beginning of Christmas for me. Just ruined it. I came home the other day, and she had put up all of the decorations. Now, she had put up the tree right before Thanksgiving because we were going to be traveling. She wanted it done. I was against it, but she's like, I'm doing it. She did it. Whatever. But then when we came home on Sunday, got to the house, and all of the decorations were up. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
She had a tough day yesterday. She has a swollen eye. She got had some sort of allergic reaction.
So. Now you're going to come for her. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Way to butter her up first. Yeah. It doesn't work.
She has a swollen eye. You have a swollen mouth.
Hi, babe. How are you?
You ruined Christmas.
It's not going to work. Go ahead.
So,
what is this about?
The Christmas Village.
What about it?
You put it up.
That's correct.
Who normally puts it up?
You.
Did you not think I wanted to put it up?
You're calling me about this?
He is calling you about this.
This is an issue? See, I tried to do something nice. Because you stayed on the Cape on Saturday with Barrett. You had cleaned the whole house after Thanksgiving down there.
Right.
I came home because I needed to do some work stuff on Sunday. Yada, yada, yada. I didn't want to be around Barrett. Whatever.
Relatable.
So
content.
I was already in a mood. And I came home, and you know what I said? I said this to, we had a friend visiting, and I said, you know what I'm going to do when we get home is I'm going to take out the rest of the Christmas and get it all put up. That way Carson does not have to do it on Sunday.
But I like doing it. I like putting up the Christmas.
Really? Yeah. Really?
Every year we
does
do
he
it.
Give you reason to believe
not?
Oh.
yeah, he does give a reason. Then maybe you should give off a good vibe when you're doing it.
I love we put on Christmas music. Lana works on the tree. I put up the Christmas village.
And you huff and puff the entire time. You have to take out all those boxes.
Well, taking out the boxes does suck.
He came in Monday morning legitimately upset that you stole his Christmas joy of setting up the decorations.
But you're trying to tell us that it's not joy.
That he's not joyous.
The whole time.
He left that part out.
Well,
amazing.
Yeah, well, I guess he normally does leave a part out, guys. Don't you know that by now?
No, Lana. After 25 years, I have no idea.
It does, taking out the boxes, because the boxes are in this little storage thing under the stairs.
But it brings you joy, so why are you complaining?
You have to crawl up under there and pull everything out.
It's so dramatic. I can't stand it.
And haul it all. The boxes of it does suck. Everybody knows this.
No.
Well, you got to haul out, haul in, and then put them all back afterwards, which is a pain.
Correct. Well, then she saved you from that, so say thank you.
I must have said that 5 times to Susan. I said, you know, because he would be all mad if he had to come home after he cleaned yesterday on the cape. And then today, I'm going to ask him. I literally had a whole conversation with her about, I can imagine what this would look like when he comes home on Sunday. And I say, hey, want to take out all the Christmas and get it done?
You could have taken out all the boxes, and then we could have just put up the Christmas village.
Oh, yeah. Just let Lana do all the hard work. I don't have a manual labor job. Matter of fact, let her come home and do some more.
You are insufferable.
Is there anything left Christmas related that Carson could do?
Yes, there is. Do you want to do something Christmassy? We need the outdoors done. And you did such a good job yesterday of putting all the candles in the window, didn't you?
You told me not to. You told me to put all the batteries in them. But
No. That is not what I said.
You did say that.
I said, well, you put the batteries in the candles. You don't have to go around if you don't want to and put them in the windows.
Oh, I didn't want to.
You are the absolute worst. The absolute worst.
I mean?
Why can't I put up the Christmas village?
Because you complain about that. Exactly. And why didn't you put the Christmas lights in the window, Carson? Oh, because that would have been hard.
Do. You know what I'll say, too, about the Christmas village?
Nobody wants to hear it.
I'm curious.
Lana did a much better job than I do. It looks so good. Because I'm really bad at it. And when I got upstairs and I looked.
Oh, we're weaponizing incompetence now. I'm here for it.
No, you are.
Normally, I would love to play devil's advocate and be on your side a little bit here, but she just does not sound like she's the one today.
She just doesn't sound like she's in the mood.
Yeah, her sister called her yesterday and called her left eye Lana.
You're not helping.
It was my birthday. Shut up. Now you're calling me the day after my birthday when I still have one eye.
Lana, honey, if you want to hang up the phone, you have carte blanche.
I mean, you know what, Carson? We do not have any decorations on the outside of our house. We don't have wreaths on our doors. We don't have our planner done. If you would like to indulge in putting a little Christmas spirit on the outdoors of the Tager home, then I am here for it.
All right. I'll come home and do that today. I love you.
Yeah, I'll wait. I can't wait to turn up this afternoon.
You best not huff and puff.
This place better look like Christmas threw up on the outside of this house then. Do not call me with these shenanigans.
Oh, Lana, I love you so much.
I'm so sorry. Love
you, babe. Oh, love you guys. Bye.
Have a wonderful day.
It's astounding to me how you can dig a hole, jump out of the hole, and say, why'd you put that hole there? It is a masterclass in I don't know what.
I'm going to be honest with you, my guy. That did not go well.
No.
Does anybody want to donate some outdoor Christmas decorations? What should I do?
What should you do? You should do what you do.
Yeah.
You should do what you do. You should do it. You need to go home and have Christmas throw up in your house. Full stop.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
From here forward, I will be known as Carson Kringle.
No. Grinch.
617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. Just had my wife on the show this morning. Wanted to have a conversation with her about her ruining Christmas this year.
Didn't feel like much of a conversation. I felt more like a scolding.
It felt like you just couldn't make up your mind what you were upset about. That you wanted one thing, but then were mad about the other thing. But then didn't want to do the other thing, but then were upset about the other thing.
Well,
it's hard to follow.
Lana pulled out all the Christmas decorations and put up the Christmas village specifically, which is normally something I do. So what happens is when we decide Christmas is going up, we pull all the boxes out of the storage, which is a pain in the ass, haul them all upstairs, unload everything, then put all the boxes, haul them all back downstairs, and put them back in the storage, which is a big pain because we don't have a lot of space. That part sucks. Gosh. It does. It's awful.
Come on.
It is awful.
Part of the deal, buddy.
It is. But we put on some Christmas music. Lana decorates the tree. We reminisce about every ornament.
But she contends that all you do is complain, and it made it difficult for her to do so. So she did it to save you the aggravation, and you're still mad.
But I like putting up the Christmas houses. We have a whole set. I used to put a train around it and everything.
Oh, that is not the vibe you're giving off.
Yeah, apparently she does not enjoy you putting up the Christmas village because you huff and puff.
I mean, there's a little huffing and puffing. Steve from Auburn, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it sounds like Carson just wanted to do all the things he likes to do about decorating the house and all that, and have Lena do all the hard work, and then yeah, that's about it.
I just want to do the fun stuff. I don't want to do the work.
I mean, we do it every year. We both do it.
But you huff and puff, and she didn't want to hear you huff and puff.
Do you not huff and puff when you have to do something crappy?
But you're saying it's fun and wonderful.
Well, no, you got to get through the crappy stuff to get to the fun stuff.
Oh, my God. You are exhausted. No?
Jesse from Portsmouth, good morning.
Morning, guys. Hey.
What's up? A lot of dudes calling.
A dude's trying to save your marriage.
What's up, Jesse?
Carson?
Yes.
From one married man to another, pick a different battle.
Well played, sir.
Why do you say that, Jesse?
Because you're not going to win.
That's probably the best advice you're going to get.
Thank you, Jesse.
Oh, my God. I love it so much.
Jeannie from Brockton. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. I think you hit it. It's the village. He wants to just do the village. I think that Kennedy needs to do a parody about it.
Great, thanks.
Like the village people.
The village.
Well, there you go.
Sounds like
you got something to work on for Friday. She took away the joy of the Christmas village, putting up all the little lights. We have little trees.
She didn't. She took away the aggravation from you huffing and puffing in her face when she does it. That's why she did it.
Exactly. And yes, I huff and puff when I do the bad stuff.
Right.
But if somebody did it for me, I'd make them dinner.
Oh.
Did you make her dinner?
No, we complained.
That is not true.
What is not true?
That
you complained?
Yes.
Have you listened to yourself the last 10 minutes? We just did a whole break about it.
Good morning, Tom.
Morning. Hey, I have about 5 or 6 boxes of lights I would bring to you on Friday, but I don't know if you're going to be out of that hole by then.
Thanks, Tom.
I'm curious. I'm done.
I thought you were Team Carson, Tom. I thought we were boys.
I am. I texted you this morning. We our wives have the same birthday.
All right. Well, you know where the house is. Just put it behind the fence.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
And I'll leave a ladder out there if you can put them up, too. That'd be great.
I can't. I literally can't.
This is my favorite text from the 774. Lana has two children and one eye. It's supposed to be the opposite.
Oh, yes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Mary from Belmont.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Mary works at Children's as a physician's assistant.
Oh, thank you, friend.
We kick Kennedy out, please, Mary.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Mary, you get more right than Kennedy. I don't know if you know this or not, but you're playing for $1,000 this morning.
Ooh, great.
I think it's great as well.
That's a proper response. Ooh.
I'll take Sal's money, right?
That's right. That is right. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She cannot hear anything that is happening on the radio right now. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, unfortunately, that's an L for you. Question number one. Dave Coulier recently got diagnosed with tongue cancer after beating blood cancer 7 months ago. He's currently undergoing 35 rounds of radiation treatments and feels positive he'll beat it again. Dave Coulier played Uncle Joey on which show?
Full House.
Stranger Things 5 had the second biggest premiere of any Netflix original series ever. What is the only Netflix original series to have a bigger opening?
I have no idea.
Question number three. Bonnaroo's 2026 lineup will include Noah Kahan, Kesha, Skrillex, and Weird Al. That's an interesting one.
Weird Al brings the people out. I would go see Weird Al in a heartbeat.
Kesha decided to change a lyric in her biggest song because it said, "Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy." Name that song.
Die Young.
Die Young. All right. Question number four. Don't look now, but the New England Patriots have the best record in the entirety of the NFL.
Say it again.
The New England Patriots have the best record in the entirety of the NFL. And Drake May is a front runner for MVP. What number does Drake May wear?
Number 10.
Question number five. Morgan Wallen's album, I'm the Problem, was Apple Music's most listened to album of 2025. And Morgan reposted Apple's announcement with a caption that seemed to shade the CMAs. Morgan Wallen has had 4 songs reach number 1 in the country. Can you name 2?
Chasing You and Last Night.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I got my my replay back for Apple Music.
Yeah.
And that artist and that album were number 1 on my thing for the year. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have some big news for you, Kennedy. Mary got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
Yep. These are really tough. There's $1,000 on the line.
Okay.
Not your money, too. Just saying, you could throw it for Christmas.
Please.
Question number one. Dave Coulier recently got diagnosed with tongue cancer after beating blood cancer 7 months ago. He's currently undergoing 35 rounds of radiation treatments and feels positive he will beat it again. Dave Coulier played Uncle Joey on which show?
Full House.
Stranger Things 5 had the second biggest premiere of any Netflix original series ever. What is the only Netflix original series to have a bigger opening?
Squid Game.
2-1. Bonnaroo's 2026 lineup will include Noah Kahan, Kesha, Skrillex, and Weird Al.
Good for him.
How about that? Kesha decided to change a lyric in her biggest song because it said, "Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy." Name that song.
Tick-a-tock.
3-1. Question number 4. Don't look now, but the New England Patriots have the best record in the entirety of the NFL, Kennedy. And Drake May is a front runner for MVP. What number does Drake wear?
Oh, crap. 10?
It's a shame he took Mac Jones's number before he had a chance to retire it to the rafters.
Be nice to Mac Jones.
Mac 10.
I think Drake May's wife should be the MVP of the season.
You're not kidding.
She keeps making those bars. He keeps winning games.
She is the queen for all of us.
I just enjoy reading the comments on all of her posts.
I love how people love her.
4-2. Question number 5. Morgan Wallen's album, I'm the Problem, was Apple Music's most listened to album of 2025. And Morgan reposted the announcement with a caption that seemed to shade the CMAs. Morgan Wallen has had 4 songs reach number 1 in the country. Can you name 2?
I Had Some Help. And no, I can't. No.
Last night. I Had Some Help. What I Want and Love Somebody. Those are the 4.
No idea. All right.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Mary. We can't give you the We can't give you the $1,000, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. We appreciate that. And to you and all your coworkers at Boston Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
Doing the good work at
absolutely
Children's.
Absolutely crushing it, yes.
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Mary from Belmont, and I can't be Kennedy because she's so good at sports.
Carson
and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So last year we made a bet on the show. Dan and I lost the bet, and this is what the punishment was. Take a listen.
That's right. Make some noise, people.
Put your hands up, South Shore.
Let's go. Hey, look, we got people over the top.
We're almost on beat there for half a second.
I mean, it's crazy.
What?
We finish each other's
sandwiches.
That's what I was gonna say.
I've never met someone who thinks so much like me. Jinx
again.
Our mental synchronization didn't have but one explanation.
This is Dan and I singing. Was this South Shore Plaza?
Yeah.
Just letting
it
rip. I don't think we really lost, Dan. I think everybody else
won. Why are you interrupting
won
my singing?
Sorry.
Can I say something crazy? Will you marry me, Dan?
Can I say something even crazier? Yes. I'm never doing a bet with Kennedy again.
Oh, yeah, here we are.
Yeah, here we are, Dan.
I feel like I don't get a choice every year.
Sorry.
Our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys is on again this year. We've been out for a couple of mall stops, and we were counting up the toys and the money that we've collected thus far. And we are way behind. What's the number, Kennedy?
3,108.
3,108, which is, first of all, thank you to everybody that has donated. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. That is a lot of toys. However, that means we have 6,900 toys that we need to collect approximately.
And we have 4 more toy stops.
Right. So this weekend, we're going to be at Pheasant Lane Mall, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. And then the big one is Sunday, North Shore versus South Shore. Dan and I will be on the North Shore 12 to 2. Kennedy will be South Shore Plaza from 12 until 2. And we need to come up with some sort of punishment for the loser of the North Shore versus the South Shore.
Yeah.
And we don't have any ideas. So it's all you. 617-655-1234. Jennifer from Abington, good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, that was an incredible performance, wasn't it?
I just watched it back. It really was so funny.
Yeah, it was good. So what are you thinking for the loser?
I think the loser or losers should have to dress up in like Christmas regalia, like Santa Claus or the Grinch or something, and have to go Christmas caroling throughout the offices of the radio station.
Oh, just embarrass us in front of our coworkers. I mean, embarrass Kennedy.
Of course, that's the worst punishment.
I love this idea. The problem is we don't have a whole lot of folk around here. We have to go to somebody else's business.
Yeah, a lot of people work from home.
Christmas Carol, where there's a lot of people, so it's more embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like Faneuil Hall or something.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
That's not bad. All right, thank you, Jennifer. We appreciate that. Jesse, good morning.
Morning, guys.
What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think Dan needs to switch sides and go with Kennedy.
Join a winning team?
You're a traitor.
Jump on the winning team, man.
It would be
it's
nice.
Not the way it works.
Dan bandwagoner.
It would be nice, but I can't yell about the North Shore for 10 years on the show and then go to the South Shore.
We're not invited.
The fact is he's from the North Shore, Jesse.
I called myself the North Shore Shakespeare for a lot of years when I did my weekly wrap-up.
Facts.
All right, thank you, Jesse.
I do like that you want me to not be punished, though. I like that. If you could bring some toys, that would help.
See, I'm not from the North Shore, Dan. I could actually defect. Jesse, I love your idea.
No, you're not invited. No.
I love this idea, actually.
That's fine. Go there, because you would actually bring her toy count down. So that would help me.
Is that what you think?
Yes.
Is that what you think?
100% yes.
Everybody would drive to the North Shore,
You would
Dan?
Bring Kennedy's count down, which would boost my count up.
I'm here to help, Dan. I'm here to help
you. You'll be a double agent.
You're my ride or die. I'm a toy spy. All right. So those are pretty good ideas. If you have an idea, 617-655-1234.
This one from the 857 is pretty good. Yeah. If Kennedy loses, in parentheses, which she won't, she needs to dress up like an elf and sing at the next toy collection. If the guys lose, in parentheses, which they will, sorry, Dan, they need to dress up like elves and decorate Sal's orchard for Christmas.
Oh, great. We got
to drive to Connecticut and
hang out in his orchard dressed as elves.
It's not supposed to be fun.
Yeah. There's been a series of doors in my face, and then suddenly I bumped into you.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking the same thing because I'm like, I've been searching my whole life to find my old place.
Nope.
And maybe it's the party talking or the chocolate fondue.
With you.
Nailed it.
But with you. I see your face, and it's nothing like I've ever known before.
Love is an open door.
So good.
I'm just saying, we nailed that, Dan.
I think
high five,
as well.
Buddy. We crushed it. We'll take the loss if it's for the good of the show.
We're
Kennedy.
The bad news bears of toy collecting.
There's a lot of people texting, and you should have to eat everything I ate with Chef Jason Santos.
I'll stick to my stolen Doritos, thank you. All right, 617-655-1234. If you have an idea for the punishment, and you can come out on Saturday, Pheasant Lane Mall, 11 to 1, but the big one Sunday, North Shore Mall, where me and Dan will be there from 12 until 2 versus the South Shore, Kennedy, the South Shore Plaza, 12 to 2 on Sunday. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Congratulations are in order for Miss Miley Cyrus. She is engaged to Max Morando. She was spotted at the premiere of Avatar Fire and Ash wearing a beautiful diamond ring. And then
what?
And then later on, it was confirmed to people that they are indeed engaged. A representative for the jewelry designer, Jackie H., confirmed that she made the bespoke ring, which features a cushion-cut stone set on a thick 14-carat yellow gold band. The engagement ring is an east-west bezel set ring.
I don't care!
She does. A modern and chic trend they are seeing in the industry. But depending upon who you speak to, and people spoke to about 20 different jewelers, this ring could be worth $100,000. It could be worth $500,000. Who knows? But Max is a music producer. He's a drummer for a Los Angeles band called Lily. He's collaborated with Miley on her music. He helped write and produce several songs on her ninth studio album, Something Beautiful, which is nominated for Best Pop Vocal Album at the Grammys next year. So I just want her happiness, and I'm happy for her.
They are the cool couple.
They really are cute.
To be honest with you, I didn't know she was even in a relationship. And then when I saw the news, I was like, God, didn't you just get divorced like an hour ago?
No.
It's been 3 years.
Yes. Yeah.
I did not realize.
When her house burned down and she eviscerated that man in flowers.
Eviscerated.
Yeah.
So nothing left.
Very cool.
Yeah, good for them. And like she seems to not push her relationship into like the forefront of
I feel
her
like
life.
When
she
you
keeps
stop,
it privately.
Right. When you see a celebrity who like stops putting everything out there,
yeah. Mm.
That seems like when it's real. Or even just regular human beings.
I don't know this man from a can of paint, and he's been around for a while.
He really has. He's very
so,
successful.
Did you see his photos?
No.
He's so good looking and so cool. Always got on dark glasses and just like that strong jawline, Dan, you know? Just cool.
Well, Miley Cyrus doesn't
Why are you
seem
looking
like
at me like that?
I'm not.
That she's going to date like an accountant in a sweater vest.
That would be fine.
So awesome,
yeah, that'd be fine too.
Be stable.
But he's not that though. I couldn't find a picture of him smiling though, which was kind of interesting. Because, like I said, I found out yesterday she had a boyfriend. So I was like, who is this man? So I did a deep dive and just looking at all the pictures. Every picture, he looks like he's in an ad for some fancy brand.
Cool drummers don't smile.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I found that out yesterday, Dan.
Dave Coulier revealed that after beating stage 3 non-Hodgkin lymphoma, his battle with cancer isn't over. He recently shared on Today that he was newly diagnosed. Here's what he had to say.
I'm not self-conscious about my relationship. Never mind. With her. We've been friends for very, very
That's
many years.
Sounds like close. Ed Sheeran, not Dave Coulier.
Cut it out.
How about this one?
No, that one's for next. Hang on to that one.
Okay.
Anyway. He revealed that he was diagnosed with P16 squamous carcinoma, which was discovered during a routine PET scan earlier this year. It's totally unrelated to the previous cancer. Mm. It's kind of at the back of his tongue, which cannot be comfortable. He's going to undergo some radiation, and the prognosis is strong, but he just says early detection saved his life, just urging everyone to catch up. Do your checkups, do your screenings, do all of it. Don't not do it.
It was a little hard to see yesterday on TV when he showed up. Obviously, we're thinking good thoughts for him, but you could just see the toll it has taken on him.
Well, radiation sucks. There's nothing good about it. It wipes you out.
Especially thinking you just beat cancer and now you have a different form in his back. That's tough on the psyche and the body.
But the fact that he comes out to talk about it and make people know,
great.
I think is great. Now, you might have just heard this 2 seconds ago, but Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson did a rendition on karaoke of Sweet Caroline at the Old Mates Pub after their big night at the Gotham Awards this week. So basically, what had happened was they received the inaugural Gotham Musical Tribute Award at the Gotham Awards, and they're in a new movie that's coming out on Christmas called Song Sung Blue, which is about a Neil Diamond tribute band. So they hopped up and they sang 3 songs. Here is a clip of them singing Sweet Caroline.
Live band karaoke is the best.
And I just love that they sang it in New York City.
I was just thinking that. I was like, a whole bunch of New Yorkers singing Sweet Caroline. They don't even bop, bop, bop right.
That wasn't bad.
Mediocre.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Well, they're incredible singers. So.
Bunch of people in Yankees hats. I like it.
That's fantastic. That's what I got, guys.
Thank you, Kennedy.
Sure.
Shout out to Wolverine.
Yeah, right?
He can do it all.
What can't he do?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Barbara is from Merrimack, Kennedy.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
And taking her daughter Kayla to school. Kaylee?
Yes, Kaylee.
Hey, yep. Kaylee. Good morning.
It's a great name.
Thanks,
how old is Kaylee?
14.
14. Very cool. Freshman in high school, I imagine.
Eighth grade.
Okay. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Barbara. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. She's over in that soundproof studio and cannot hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
HBO just started streaming Mad Men in 4K. But they used the wrong files, which exposed some mistakes, like how you see crew members manning a vomit machine in the background in a scene where a character pukes. Mad Men follows the lives of people in which field of business?
Lawyers.
Question number two. YouTube released their end of year data, and Die With a Smile was the top song on YouTube in 2025. The Joe Rogan Experience was the top podcast, and this man was the top content creator. Name him. Ask Kaylee.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, who is the top content creator on YouTube this year?
Mr. Beast.
Good guess. Question number three. This singer turns 57 today. Take a listen to his biggest hit and then name him.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
All right, name the artist, please.
It's Montel Jordan.
There you go. Question number four. Cynthia Erivo may have wrapped up Elphaba's tale on screen, but she's still riding high as her rendition of Defying Gravity just went platinum. What is the name of the new Wicked movie that's currently in theaters?
Wicked for Good.
Question number five.
Wicked for Good.
Oh, we heard her.
We can hear Kaylee. Performers for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve this year include 50 Cent, Chappell Roan, Demi Lovato, Mariah Carey, Pitbull, and Post Malone. Who hosts Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve every year?
Ryan Seacrest.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Hey!
Hey, Kennedy.
Kennedy!
Kaylee, do you want to shout out where you go to school?
No.
Do you want us to stop talking to you?
Yes. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Barbara, with an assist from her daughter Kaylee, got 4 out of 5.
Well done.
She did 2 assists, technically.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
HBO just started streaming Mad Men in 4K, but they used the wrong files, which exposed some mistakes, like how you can see crew members manning a vomit machine in the background in a scene where a character gets sick. Mad Men follows the lives of people in which field of business?
Advertising.
This is a perfect example of why you need people to do jobs instead of firing everybody and trying to get AI to do everything. Sorry, I'll get off my soapbox. 1-0. Question number two. YouTube released their year-end data, Kennedy. Die With a Smile was the top song. The Joe Rogan Experience was the top podcast. And this man was the top content creator. Who is he?
Mr. Beast.
2-1. Question number three. This singer turns 57 today. Can you take a listen to his biggest hit and then name him? Sorry for the singing in advance.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
Tell him, Dan.
You got much flavor. This is how we do it. Let's flip the track, bring the old school back.
This is how we do it. Name the artist.
Montel Jordan.
Do you ever flip the track and bring the old school back, Kennedy?
Every day of my life.
I love it.
3-2, question number four. Cynthia Erivo may have wrapped up Elphaba's tale on screen, but she's still riding high as her rendition of Defying Gravity just went platinum. What is the name of the new Wicked movie that's currently in theaters?
Wicked for Good.
Sounds like a Boston coffee shop. 4-3, question number five. Performers for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve this year include 50 Cent, Chappell Roan, Demi Lovato, Mariah Carey, Pitbull, and Post Malone. Who hosts Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve every year?
Ryan Seacrest.
That is it.
Because what doesn't Ryan Seacrest do?
I know, right?
He's hoarding all of the jobs. Let other people work.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Barbara. You and Kaylee don't get the cash, but we do appreciate your listening and playing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kaylee.
Did we lose you?
No, we're still here.
All right, good talk.
Okay, good.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Barbara and Kaylee from Haverhill, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Heather from Tarleton.
Hi, Heather.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. There's $1,000 on the line. She has left the studio. She cannot hear anything that is happening. Heather, are you ready?
I think so. Yep.
Question number one. The album Anti has now been on the Billboard Top 200 charts for over 500 weeks.
Wow.
Name the artist that put out that album.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, the album Anti.
Anti?
Yep.
I don't know.
Question number two. Flea has a new solo album coming out where he returns to his first instrument, the trumpet. The first single is called A Plea. What band is he in?
Flea, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Kendrick Lamar had the most streamed song in the U.S. on Apple Music this year with Luther. Who features on that song with him?
God, I'm doing horrible. I have no idea.
Question number four. Willie Nelson is still very much alive, regardless of what the internet might say. He posted a few photos on Instagram of himself snoozing on a couch with the caption, "If you believe those AI death stories one more time."
How many times have we killed Willie off now?
Right.
It's been a few.
Which of these is not a Willie Nelson song? Which one is not? On the Road Again, Always on My Mind, or Ring of Fire? Which one is not?
Ring of Fire.
And question number five, Harry Potter stars Daniel and Tom reunited at a movie screening, and the picture might give you all the feels. What are Daniel and Tom's last names?
Daniel Radcliffe and Tom... It's not Hiddleston. He plays the Slytherin character. Oh, God. Tom.
Need an answer.
I know. Oh, the blonde guy. Oh, I don't even know. I can't remember.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio before...
Kennedy!
You are, I don't know why I said before, you are a traveling nurse, is that right?
Yes.
Nice. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Heather got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
Yeah, these are tough. These are very hard questions. Kennedy, are you ready?
Yep.
$1,000 on the line. The album Anti has now been on the Billboard Top 200 charts for over 500 weeks. Name the artist that released that album.
Is that Rihanna?
It is Rihanna.
Good pull.
1-0. Flea has a new solo album coming out where he returns to his first instrument, the trumpet. The first single is called A Plea. Which band is he in?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Maybe we can get Andre 3000 and Flea on tour together.
Seriously. Yeah.
2-1, question number 3. Kendrick Lamar has the most streamed song in the U.S. this year with Luther. Who features on that song with him?
That is SZA.
That is SZA. And, of course, Luther Vandross. 3-1, question number 4. Willie Nelson is still very much alive, regardless of what the internet might say. He posted a few photos on Instagram of himself snoozing on a couch with the caption, "If you believe those AI death stories one more time." Kennedy, which of these is not a Willie song? "On the Road Again," "Always on My Mind," or "Ring of Fire"?
Ring of Fire.
Which
Johnny
is?
Johnny Cash me.
Of course. 4-2, question number 5. Harry Potter stars Daniel and Tom reunited at a movie screening, and the pictures might give you all the feels, Kennedy. What are their last names?
Daniel Radcliffe and who?
Tom.
Tom Felton.
Tom Felton. Yes.
10 points to Gryffindor.
Or are you a Hufflepuff? More of a Hufflepuff.
Yeah. You might have Ravenclaw energy, too.
Do you think so?
Yeah. You're very learned and sarcastic.
Mm.
Dan, you would have been proud of me. We were at rehearsal at church a couple weeks ago. There was a boy named Griffin that's there while we're rehearsing. Somebody said, "Could you please close the front door?" He closed the door, and I screamed out, 10 points for Gryffindor.
I mean, that's the perfect timing of it.
It's incredible, right? I mean, like, the band started applauding. They're like the ultimate dad joke.
Fantastic.
Anyway, Heather, I'm sorry.
Sorry we got sidetracked there.
Yes, yes. You don't get the $1,000, but thanks for calling in this morning to play. And thank you for your work you're doing as a travel nurse. That's not easy.
Oh, thank
work.
You.
Yep. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Heather from Charlton, Mass., and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.